question was, Imahi Metame Biyeva Mesama, just like a Nidah herself, has this Chumra Dikatuma Samasa, even though she's on top of a strong Evan, still what a thick Evan, a thick stone, still what's underneath it is Tame. Maybe Af Mad Venami, the same thing by the Dam Hanida, Metame Biyeva Mesama, if the Dam was on top of a heavy stone, so the Kelim that's underneath the stone should also be Tame Satuma Samasa. How do we know not like that? So Mor says, "Amar Ravash, you have a quote." The pasuk says, "Via noisa yoisam, oisam liyutu etzmiya to say no. Only via noisa yoisam, whoever carries the neither alone, they have a tumas masa, this type of a tumah, but not the dam." Then the Mishnah says, "O boser hameis, that the flesh of a mace, even though it's yavish, still it has tumas mace on it." Minolam, how do we know this from? Amar Rash Lakish, Amar Kuvah. The pasuk says, "Lechol tumasoi." The whole tumas a precious memento, any type of a tumah that comes out of a mace, is also tummy, even though it dried out, still it's tummy. Rabbi Yechon says, the pasuk says, oi b'yetzem adam, oi b'kever adam, either the bone or the kever. So we dashin that dumya d'yetzem, the mace, is just like the bone itself. Ma'etzem, just like the bone of a mace, is yavish, is dried out, a bone is dried. Is Afkan who within the flesh of the mace also yavish, even though it's dried out, still has tumas mace? So Mer says, my banana, what's the difference? Which Russia? How do we learn out whether the basar mace is tumas, whether it's yavish or not? What's the difference? So Mer says, he can tell there'd be a difference. The yafich efruchi, if the basar became so dried out that it could crumple, it's like brittle. See, if you learn it out, dumi dietzen, it'll be tor, because a bone is not brittle, a bone you cannot crumple. But if you learn it out from the first pasuk of lechol tumasai, mashma, anything that happens to the mace, still it has tumah. So even though it gets so or dried out, havruchi yafrev, still it has tumah on it. Mace, we have a question. It says, bosar hamace shehufrach tor. The bosar, the mace that becomes brittle, comes so dried out that it's brittle, it's tor. So the question is, why? You learn after the pasuk lechol tumasai, why is it tor? So Mace says, hosma, within the case is the akmach, where it became so soft, you ground it up into flour. There the pshat is not called the mace anymore, it's called dust, it's called dirt, that's why it's Torah. But Kozman has a tzura, it looks like basa, even though it's dried out, it would have tumas hamace. Mace, we have a question. It says, kolsha b'mace mitam, anything that comes out of the mace is tamay. Chutz excluded min ashinayim, the teeth, if the teeth of the mace comes off, the teeth have no tumor on it. V'yasa, the hair, v'yatipur, and the nails. But if v'shas, chibur, v'shas, these things are still attached to the mace, then hakol tummy, everything is tummy. So, churitzestira, why are these things tor, l'chur, even though it's dried out, we're saying a basar mace tummy, even though it's dried out. So, we're into zomer avada marava. Durmi diyetzem, it has to be like a bone. We're learning out that dried out meat is tummy like a bone. Dasha, this ma'etzim just like a bone. Shenirimaya was born, the child was born with his bones. Af kol, what has tumas mace? Only thing, Shenirimaya was born created with it. Ma'ashenke, the teeth was not born, you were not born with teeth, therefore the teeth have no tumas mace on it. First question, Avika sarvati porridge, Nevroimayu torim. But let's see, but the nails and the hair, you are born with nails and with hair. And still it says here, Yitztor, so why, Lechur, why isn't it a limud, like Dumidi Etzem, anything that comes out of the mace? So it's like this, Elarad Amarav Adabarava. Dumidi Etzem, true, we're learning out a Tumas mace like the bone. But it has to be like this, Ma'etzem, just like the bone of a mace, or the bone of a person. Shenivri Ma'it, true, was born with the person. But V'yein Gaza Machle, but does not grow back again. Its roots does not grow, meaning if you cut off part of your bone, that part of the bone does not grow back again. So that has tumas mace. Av kol shenivri moy, any type of the body that was created when you were born, it was with you. And but also v'yein gaza machav, it has to be something. If you cut it off, it does not grow back again. And so yotzar shenayim, the teeth has no tumas mace. Shlenivri moy, when you're first born, you did not have teeth. Yotzar sarah goes out here with the tzipporin and the nails. Shafa Pishin Nivrom, even though true you were born with it, but I call upon him Gazle Machlif. But the Pshat is though it grows back again. But since it's Gazle Machlif, therefore it has no Tumas Mace. If it's detached from the mace by itself, it has no Tumas Mace. So Mara says, is this true? Vare or, let's see the skin of a person, the skin of a mace. The Gazle Machlif. A skin, if you skin a person, the skin will grow back again. What's the proof? Well, Tanan would learn like this. Or else some Gishu, the Tanan would learn like this. That Hagluda, that means if you skin an animal, we're bringing the proof by an animal that the skin grows back, and the same thing should apply to another muscle. But Hagluda is an animal that was skinned. Skinned alive, the animal's still alive. So the question is it called a treifa now or not? Rebbe, may you machir, may holds no, it's not a treifa, you can still eat, you can eat from this animal. V'chachomim poist mechom said that was possible. Now, v'afilu rabbi, even according to Rabbanin, v'afilu rabbanin, le'kapas, they don't say it's possible, elo, di'adahochi v'ochi sholeh be'avir, that's svarias that in between, the air will come in, el mesa, that will kill it. But not because the skin does not grow back, or the animal can't live this way. Well, Yerlam Gaz the Machla, but skin itself does grow back again. So the same way it applies by a behemoth, the Chur, the same thing by an Adam also. So the skin of an Adam does grow back. Still, with Tanina, we learned the Gemara and Chulin, Elo, these are the cases, Sha'arosayim Kipsarim, that the skin is like the boss that has Tumah, or Adam, the skin of a person. So the question is why? Why does the skin of an Adam have Tumas Mace on it? So of course, since the skin grows back again, it's gaz or mach, it's not daimut to etzem. So the skin should not have tumas mace. If you skin a mace, the skin should not have tumas mace on it. So my answer is, so itmola, we learned on this halacha, that all ma'ula, ula says like this, tevatar means midi raisa taka or odom tor. No, the or, the skin of an odom of a mace, is taka tor. Because since it grows back again, it's taka tor. But on my time, what's the reason? Omru, how come the Chum said that the skin of a mace is tamei? Or matam omru tamei? It's exerud de galocha. Shemiyasa odam oiris ovevi moishticham lechamor. We're afraid maybe a person will take the skin of his parents and use it for a saddle. He'll make a saddle for his chamor over it. So the pshat is that people think a lot about the parents, so they want to keep them close. They don't realize it's us, it's bizoy and a mace. They want to have the skin of the Adam around them. But that's a bizoy and a mace. Chum don't want you to do it. So Chum made exera to say that it has a tumah. And at the time of Chazal, the people were very makbid upon Hilchos tumah. So Chazal would say it's tumah, for sure they would not use it. So that's why it's tumah with the Rabbanan. But if the right attack of the skin of an Adam, when you skin it off the mace, it has no tumah's mace because it's gazoi machlef. The other one says, the Ikadi army sums still like this. Hare or there's a case of the skin of an Adam. The Ein Gazla Machlef, that this gear says no, that the skin does not grow back again. Utanan, still we learned, Vechachom in Poison, Chom say, or else the Tanan, there's a Raya, there's a Chom Poison, Chom say, if you have a skinned animal, so it's called a Treifa. Why is it called a Treifa? Because the skin does not grow back. And Vafilu Rame, even according to Rabbi Meir, that he says no, if you skin an animal alive, it's not called a Treifa. Only because the pshat is not that the skin is going to grow back again, but that the bosa becomes hard. V'chayin, and he'll live because of that. But the olam really ain't gaza machla. Say the skin of a person or the skin of an animal does not grow back. And according to this girsa now, the skin of an animal or a person does not grow back. So if so, the skin should have tumas mace then, because the skin is something that does not grow back as ain't gaza machla. So the question is, V'yom Ula still said that Dvar Tor Midi Raisa or Odom Tor, that if you skin off a mace, take a skin off, the skin is Tor. So the question is why? According to Gersa now, is Gaza Machlev, why is the skin Tor? So Meren says, Kiit Medula, when did we learn Ula's Halachom, Aseifit, we learned it on Seifa's Halachom, we learned it on Seifa. The Seifa. That Ula, according to Gersa, Ula says it's been on the Seifa. And it says on this, that the chulon she'ovdon or shiloch ben k'day avoid the Torah. If you have the skin, the attack of the skin is mekabel tumah, has tumas adam on it. But if you work it over, ovdon, or else you walk upon it k'day avoid enough to make it into like leather, then Torah, that takes off the tumah of an avela on it. Chutz miyor adam, excluding the yor adam, that the skin of an adam still remains tor. But in which case where you worked it over? And on this, V'yomul Ula says like this, that the Vatari Midirai Sauru Adam Ki Yavdu Tor. Only in such a case, that the skin of a mace, of a person, after you skinned it, so, Kozaman, you didn't work it over, about it, it's Tom, it has Tumas mace on it. But once you work it over, Ki Yavdu becomes Tor. Now, Oma Tamam, what a Chum say to Tomei, that even though you worked over the skin of an Odom, you made it into leather-like, still it has Tumas Mace. That's exactly the Kalocha, Shem, Yas Odom, or Ove, V'imoi, Shatichim. Maybe a person will take the skin of his parents and use it to make a Shatichim, use it for like a saddle. He'd want to sit and want to be close with them. And that Chom, the number one, that's not covered a Mace, therefore they said it's awesome with the Rabbanin. But in Echnam, according to this Girsum, that Kolzaman, the skin of the Yodim, is not worked over, even though you skin it off the mace, it has Tumas Mace on it. Because Or Odom is not Gaza Machlil, therefore it has Tumas Mace on it. Only when you work it over and make it into leather, that's when Midiraisa becomes Tor, but Midirabon, though, it's still Tumay. Now the Gemara says, Varei Bosa, what about the meat, the flesh itself, the Gaza Machlif? If you cut off a piece of flesh, it grows back again. And still the Tomei, that the Basar Adam is Tomei. So the question is why? Why, if you cut off the Basar Adam, why does it have Tumas Mace on it? The Chura Basar itself grows back again. So it's not Dumi Detzam, so why is the Alacha Kzayis Menameis, the Basar is Tomei? So my answer is, Amama Baravashi, Basar Nasa Mekoy Metalakas. No, the skin of the Basar, the flesh of an Adam, when you cut it off, that it grows back again, heals up again. True, it heals up, but not the original state. There's still like a sign, there's still a mark on it, does not heal up completely. That's called Mekoy Metzalaka, there's still Nika, that there was a cut there, therefore it's not considered Gaza Machlif. Therefore, Basar Adam has Tumas Mace on it. So that's the din of the Mishnah, the Dama Nida and Basar Mace is Tum, even though it's Yavish. Then the Mishnah says, Abel HaZoiv, the Zoiv itself that comes out of the person, that's only Tumay calls them on its lach, not when it's Yavish. So we're Sastam Zoiv Minohavino Bechlal, Zoiv Minohavino the Tumas Avatuma on the Zoiv itself. Maybe only the person is Tumay, not the Zoiv, not the stuff that comes out of him. So we're said the time you learn like this. Zoivai Tumay, the Pasuk says. Lima comes to teach us, Allah Zoiv Su Tumay, that the Zoiv, the stuff that comes out that makes you Tumay, that also is an Avatuma. So Mora says, Valoi Dinu, really it's a Svara. What do we need a Pasuk for like? Valoi Dinu, it's a Svara. If Liacherim Gurum Tumah, if this Zayv caused other people to become Tomei, is Liyatzma Lekosh, it isn't a Svara for sure, it should make itself Tomei, is Liyatzma Lekosh, Shechein? So I don't need a Pasuk for. So Mora says, no, this Svara is not a good Svara. I'll tell you, Seir Meshtalech Yechiach. The Svara of Seir Meshtalech is Yechiach. She Gurum Tumah Lacherim, it causes Tumah to other people. Soil Mishtalech and Yom Kippur, that's what you send the soil away. The people that have to take care of it, they become Tomei. But Vuatzumay Tor, the soil itself is Tor. The soil itself has no tumor on it. You see, it could be something that, even though it's Gurim Tumor to the people that have to send it away, but it itself is Tor. So maybe Zayv is also the same way, even though it causes tumor to the person, but maybe it's Zayv itself, it itself is Tor. So on this the Gemara Darshins Tamlem, that's what the pasuk says, Zoiv Vaitomay. That the Lima comes to teach us Allah Zoiv Shutomay, that the Zoiv itself has a loch of an avatuma. Now the Gemara of Vyema, why don't I say maybe Hani Milu Bamagon, if you touch the Zoiv itself, if you touch the stuff that comes out, that you tomay. Abu Bamasaloi, but maybe if you just carry it, you do not touch it, you just carry it. Without touching it, maybe it tore. So Morris says no, and Morris' question is, maybe they have a sheretz. Maybe it's like a sheretz. The sheretz has tumas maga, not tumas masa. So maybe Zoiv also only has tumas maga, not tumas masa. So Morris says, Amar of Beba Barabaya, the maga lo yisukrua. No, I tell you, for touching it, you don't need the pasuk to say that you become tamei, because the Zoiv is like gor meshichvas zera. It's not worse than shichvas zera. Like shichvas zera is less tuma. It doesn't make the person tummy for 7 days. But the Zoiv makes the person tummy for 7 days. The Muhammad Gadinda din Zoiv. And so Madach Shichva Zerah that comes out of the person. If you touch, whoever touches becomes tummy. That's the Svara Zoiv also. Whoever touches becomes tummy. So I don't need a Pasuk to say this to Tumas Magan Zoiv.